This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
We've got Denise Lucuro, who's a partner with Deloitte. Her specialty, I believe, is enterprise applications. And Denise has also been identified as one of the top 50 LGBTI leaders through this award process, but is also involved in the program itself. Denise, good morning to you.
Good morning to you all, and thank you for having me this morning.
And congratulations on the nomination or award. I'm not quite sure what language to use, but congratulations for being identified as one of the top 50 LGBTI leaders in Australia this time around.
I thank you for that. It's been a very nice privilege to be selected by Deloitte to represent them in this coming year.
Fantastic. Now, you've been involved in the development of this program, is that correct?
Not so much in the development, no. I have just been aware of how Deloitte Australia has brought this process into being. You know, this is just our second year for this, as Deloitte has sponsored with other organizations to bring out the top 50s. So not too much involved. I'm involved at Deloitte in our gay and lesbian outreach programs. So that's how I've been involved.
Fantastic, fantastic. So are you able to shed any more light on how this program has emerged? And we know what it's trying to achieve, but maybe what some of its criteria might be in actually identifying who these 50 top leaders might be?
Well, you would hope, that I'm independent of the process because I was one that was chosen. So I'm not real familiar. I'm familiar with how I got involved in, from a Deloitte perspective, as people within the organization are kind of chosen and vetted through just a series of what your outreach programs are, how you're involved within the community, how you're involved within the firm. So I think from a Deloitte perspective, it's just more around that. But I couldn't tell you how that process is undertaken. But I will say, I would assume that in the one of the groups, focus groups within the 2018 group, will be to start that vetting process for 2019, and I'm sure I would be involved in that process at that point.
Sure.
Denise, it's Fiona here. Now, who's involved in making the ultimate decisions? What's the team of people behind that? Is that that's a group of people from Google and Deloitte? And, you know, how many people are there involved in the making of the selection panel?
Fiona, I really don't know the answer to that, but I will say that Robbie Robinson, who is from Deloitte also, an alumni, 2016 alumni, has been very instrumental in that process as well. And of course, our CEO, Cindy Hook, who has just been a real beacon for societal change within our firm and within the external agencies as well. I am not very well versed in how and who that was.
No problem. So focusing back on you, Denise, the area that you have spent your career developing is technology and women's involvement in technology. And somewhere along the line, I've read that you've described yourself as being a soldier of change and focusing on women, bringing women to the front line of business technology and inclusion. Can you talk to us a bit more about what all that means?
Yes. So I have been involved in technology for a long time. But I just want to kind of reflect a little bit on where I came from. I spent a significant amount of time in the military, where when I talk about a soldier of change, that I lived through some challenging times, especially in the military, where you weren't able to, be your authentic self. So I've lived through that. And as I have grown into my value proposition, if you will. I found that if one is not able to step up and be that beacon of light for others, then you're really not paying it forward for the challenges that you faced and helping others face those challenges in the workplace and in society as well. Technology for me has been one of those kind of ideal situations where women have always worked in technology but never have been able to hold a lot of leadership positions. And for a lot of reasons, women make a lot of decisions in their life and when they come and go into the workplace. So we're just trying to, what I'm trying to do is that women can have it all. Women can live through maybe not on the time that, you know, on a different time frame, but they can have it all, enter and leave the workforce. And in technology, it's a little bit different because you have to remain tech fluent and tech relevant in all of that. So I think from that perspective, I want to make sure that all the opportunities that I've had to excel within the technology field, I pay that forward and help others, you know, and gay and lesbian women, gay women as well, and just women in technology.
So, Denise, I think that, I mean, what you're saying is that in the areas of technology, women need to be able to be able to stand up and actually speak for their experience and their skills and the work that they're producing, because I think that in that environment, it is possible that that's one of the issues that women are not necessarily standing up to say, these are the things that I've achieved. And if you can encourage them to be a little bit more you know, take ownership of what they've developed, perhaps this might even bring people more to the forefront.
Absolutely. And, you know, self-promotion. Is something that is something
I'm pretty
that's
good at
kind
that.
Of a hard. it's hard. And for some women, that's hard. And you know, even though we do some wonderful things, that having the courage without being boastful or arrogant is to be able to self-promote and let people know that, you know, I am valuable. I'm valuable within the society. I'm valuable within my firm as well. So I think, you know, we have to get better at self-promotion.
Denise, hi, it's Paul here. What does it actually mean to you to be added to this list? And what do you think you will do now your name is on the list? What will change?
Well, I'll tell you this. I was, I'll just use this term, I was lit up when I was chosen to represent Deloitte. It has been a very humbling experience for me because I've always, and it was what I'll call a courage step. I've always been, you know, if you want to ask me who I am, I'm going to tell you who I am. But I've never stepped up to the podium, if you will, to just really self-represent and say that I am very proud of who I am, and now I want to be part of my organization's societal change effort. So it has been very humbling for me and quite a privilege that I was selected to do this. And I think now that I've taken the courage step, I can now get out, and my mantra for 2018 and 19 is around outreach. And, you know, it's outreach for within our firm. We need more female involvement in our LGBTI initiatives. We need to reach our other firm offices, you know, throughout Australia to make sure that it's not just a Sydney or a Melbourne event or ideal that we're professing here. It's about Deloitte as a firm in total. So I think outreach for me is the mantra, and to continually, you know, show that Deloitte is willing and that our CEO is absolutely behind us in trying to reach everybody within the community to make sure that we're a beacon of light for all organizations and other countries, if you will, that we've been successful, and we just want people to recognize that.
Denise, I read in your profile that you said that you are living your truth. Living my truth is the quote here. And in some respects, what you've been talking about is just that itself. We've had a couple of comments from our listeners. One says, wonderful to see more women in leadership positions and the world is changing for the better. But more interesting, Denise, we have a listener here who wants to know whether you're single.
You know, so that kind of is a good thing and a bad thing. But yes, I am single.
Ah, well, there you go.
Okay.
All right. I think we can
arrange a matchmaking.
988. There you go. You've got an answer, 988. Denise is single. So we'll leave that up to you to sort of follow through in your own way. We won't do anything about that. We are not a matchmaking service. Denise, it's great to hear you talk about your experience and the work that you've done. You know, another one of our listeners has asked, what has been your main achievement? How would you define that if you were asked that question?
So there's many of those. Like I said before, I was in the military for 23 years. One of the crowning achievements of that time of my life was I was selected to command 1,000 Marines.
1,000 Marines.
Wow, that is amazing.
So you have that crowning achievement. Also, when I, you know, I came over to Australia from the U.S. Deloitte firm to help with some projects here. And midway through that tenure that I was here, I decided that I really liked Australia and the opportunities that they provided me, and asked if I could join the Australian firm, and got a resounding yes. That has been a crowning achievement for me, is that now I'm part of this firm in Australia where it's smaller. You know, in the U.S. there's, you know, 7,000 partners, and here in Australia there's 700. So your ability to make a mark and to make a difference is significant. So I find that very enjoyable for me. It's been just a crowning achievement. And just, you know, being able to take the courage step. For me, this courage step has been significant, that I now am on the forefront, paying it forward and being very vocal about it. And that's just a significant achievement for me as well.
Denise, I'm just going to echo what one of our listeners has been messaging us and said, wow, that's amazing. And what an amazing story you have, and what an amazing set of achievements. And congratulations on being announced as one of Australia's outstanding 50 LGBTI leaders.
Keep up the good work.
And well deserved by the sounds of things. You're certainly there with great company, with great other business and community leaders from right across Australia. So thank you very much for your time, and best wishes going forward.
And I thank you again for providing me this opportunity to help me with my courage step.
Excellent. Thank you for your time.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.